Well, I think we're facing the highest threat environment since 9/11. And that's based upon the briefings that I get, including the classified briefings. And when I look at the numbers don't lie in terms of the number of foreign fighters traveling to the region all over the world. It's more of a global jihad movement. And we also have Americans traveling there, which concerns me about the homeland. In addition, this threat, this new evolving threat that we've seen since 9/11 of their ability to use the social media and internet to their advantage is a very difficult challenge for law enforcement and Homeland Security to stop.
The biggest convergence of jihadists in history.
It's the largest convergence of jihadists in modern history. They have traveled from all over the world. 30,000 foreign fighters, 5,000 of them with Western passports, which means visa waiver countries, the ease to come into the United States. And then in terms of Americans, about 250 Americans have traveled over there, and many have returned. And that's just the ones that we know about.
So with that in mind, what keeps you up at night?
What keeps me up at night are the ones we don't know about and where the next Chattanooga is going to come from. We missed Chattanooga. There were no flags. And those are the kind of cases. We've stopped a lot of bad stuff. The FBI has done a heck of a job in Homeland Security, but you just can't. The volume and the chatter is so high and so loud, it's hard to stop all this.
Mike McCall, chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee. You can read more and hear more about the situation in Syria at WTOP.com. Search National Security. Gigi Green, WTOP News.